Finding Freedom from the Stuck Points of Life by Amy Poche. There are moments in life when you suddenly become aware that although you are moving, you aren't really moving forward. Days blend into one another, yet deep inside, it feels like you are trudging through thick, heavy mud. Every step takes monumental effort. Motivation seems dim, and your sense of direction grows unclear. This experience, often frustrating and discouraging, can feel like a quiet, ongoing struggle. You might wonder, why can't I get past this? I've prayed, tried, and planned, but I'm still stuck. This feeling is more common than you might think. Many people encounter what therapists call stuck points, mental, emotional, or spiritual barriers that keep us tethered in place. They appear in various forms: repetitive negative thoughts, emotional walls, or spiritual plateaus that block forward momentum. Understanding these stuck points and learning how to move through them is essential for building resilience and growth, grounded in faith and practical action. Understanding stuck points. A stuck point is a thought, belief, or emotional pattern that keeps you from healing or progressing. In psychology, especially cognitive behavioral therapy and trauma recovery, stuck points are rigid, often false beliefs that create mental quicksand. Common stuck points sound like, I'll never be able to change. Good things don't happen to me. If I try, I'll only fail again. I am not worthy of love or happiness. Though small and seemingly harmless at first, these beliefs, when repeated over time, deepen their grip and make moving forward feel nearly impossible. These stuck points create the feeling of being trapped, like walking in mud that pulls you down with every step. The muddy trench, a metaphor for life's stuck seasons. Imagine walking confidently on a path only to find the ground beneath your feet has turned to deep mud. With every step, your feet sink and stick. You might tell yourself to push harder, yet the harder you try, the more stuck you feel. Sometimes the problem isn't a lack of effort, it's the environment itself. In life, this mud may take many shapes: self-doubt, unresolved emotional pain, burnout, or shame. You cannot power through with sheer force. Instead, the ground beneath you must be rebuilt to walk freely again. This rebuilding takes patience, gentleness, and consistent work rather than quick fixes. How stuck points develop. Stuck points do not appear overnight. They form over time, shaped by repeated life experiences that teach your brain and heart certain patterns. Common origins include unprocessed pain. Trauma or grief left unacknowledged becomes a heavy anchor beneath your surface. Negative self-beliefs. Early messages about worth or ability replay subconsciously long after the original situation fades. Fear of change. Growth often demands stepping into the unknown, risking discomfort or loss of familiarity. Perfectionism. The pressure to get it right can freeze progress before it even begins. Loss of purpose. Without a clear meaning or direction, daily life turns mechanical and uninspired. These stuck points are adaptations, once protective, but now outdated. They no longer serve the life you want to live today. A personal reflection, an invitation to healing. If you find yourself in this muddy trench, know first, you are not alone. Life stuck points are not signs of failure, but invitations to rebuild. Begin by pausing and reflecting gently on where you feel stuck and which beliefs lie beneath that feeling. This is not a time for harsh judgment, but quiet observation. Identify core beliefs, those foundational thoughts about yourself and the world that shape your inner terrain. Common examples include, I am not capable, I am alone, or I have to earn love. Recognizing these beliefs is the first step to loosening their hold. Once identified, challenge these beliefs with compassion and curiosity. Ask yourself, is this absolutely true? What evidence do I have against it? What would God say about this if I laid it before Him? Replace harsh, overpowering thoughts with gentler truths, such as, change takes time, but I've grown before and can grow again. Building a new foundation is about consistency. Journaling affirmations, praying, meditating, talking with trusted friends, or processing with a therapist. Each act of self-compassion adds another stone to the ground beneath you, gradually transforming stubborn mud into solid earth. The importance of taking one step at a time. Remember, transformation rarely comes all at once. Change unfolds in inches, one small step at a time. Celebrating simple victories, getting out of bed on a tough day, setting boundaries, and trying again after failure adds up. Momentum comes from motion, not perfection. Every effort matters. Reaching out for support. No one climbs out of a trench alone. Support from friends, faith communities, or mental health professionals provides essential perspective and encouragement. Therapists can help you guide safely through stuck points by identifying and challenging negative beliefs. Professional support offers structure and tools that empower you to navigate emotional and mental barriers. Therapy isn't about quick fixes, but about cultivating resilience, healing, and hope. If you feel overwhelmed by trauma, grief, or emotional pain, reaching out is a courageous step towards freedom. Cultivating faith and gratitude. In long seasons of struggle, faith and gratitude become beacons. They help you see progress that might otherwise go unnoticed. Gratitude shifts your focus to what is working, however small, while faith connects you to purpose and hope beyond present challenges. Sometimes life's trenches are not punishments, but fertile soil where resilience grows. Seeing freedom ahead. With patience and consistent effort, freedom begins to emerge. One day, the weight lifts, the path feels clearer, and your mind no longer clings to old limiting thoughts. You realize transformation has quietly taken place. Though it may have felt like aimless trudging, you were building a foundation all along, steady, committed, and faith-filled. Final reflection. Everyone faces stuck points at some season in life. These experiences are not failures, but opportunities to rebuild and grow. If today you feel stuck, hold fast to this. Your story is still unfolding, and the ground beneath you can be restored step by step, belief by belief. Though slow, growth in this way is rich and enduring. Pause, reflect, and begin rebuilding. Every step you take is not just walking. You are rising. If you resonate with this and find yourself wrestling with stuck points, consider reaching out to us at Crossroads Professional Counseling. We offer compassionate, evidence-based help that can guide you through this journey towards healing and renewed freedom. You do not have to stay stuck. You can move forward with support, faith, and the promise of transformation. Call us today, 221-4147. We are here with you through life's journeys.